Mississippi, and I'm so excited about inviting you and saying and take your seat at this Master's Call service this morning. We are in for a treat and glory like none other. Hey, make a joyful noise unto the Lord Monday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most holy, gracious Father, we say holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth is full of your glory, and we thank you, oh God, that you have brought us once more and again on a brand new day, a brand new Monday, brand new week, Lord God, to give your name glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Father, for being El Shaddai, the Almighty God, our everlasting Father. And Lord, we call upon you this morning to say thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for joy. Thank you for peace. Thank you for goodness and mercy. Thank you for your righteousness. We thank you, Lord God, for every caller on this line. We ask that you touch and bless them in such a manner this day, Lord God, as they make a joyful noise unto you this day, O God. We thank you, Father, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, as she's in Alaska this morning. Lord, we ask that you bless Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, these wonderful women of God that carried this call thus far, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Shower a blessing on them, Lord, like never before. We ask you, Father, that you continue to bless the powerful speakers, such as the one that's going to speak this morning, Lord God. We ask for a double portion of your anointing as she goes forth, Lord, speaking your word, speaking your wisdom. And we, your people, will receive and hear what the Spirit has this morning. We give your name glory and honor praise for artist life in its entirety. And we thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift as we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. We will make a joyful noise unto you, Lord, this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Cal. Beautiful one, take it away. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and excuse me, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And we want to thank you for joining us here in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. Again, we are so glad that you joined us, and as we know, this call is all about the Master. And each day, Monday through Friday, we come together early in the morning to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. This call was started by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we affectionately know as Dr. Dimples or Dr. Superfantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God who does things decent and in order. Therefore, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer. We end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. Of course, we have archived and recorded every message from the beginning of this call to last week, and you can listen to that call by going to www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net, and there you will find all of our calls archived and recorded since the inception of the call. Also, all of our speakers' bios and our prayer objectives. Also, if you have a praise report or a prayer request or if you feel like you're being led to join the team as a greeter, as Minister Brenda did, or as a host, as I'm doing now, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. We know that March 9th through the 11th, we should get ready for the Artist Life Extravaganza, which will be in Los Angeles, California. So check your back offices for more information. And I am now going to get out of the way so that this morning's mouthpiece with the message can come forward and bless our socks off. The messenger is none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa is no stranger to any of us. She is the co-founder of this call. She is a woman after God's own heart. She is an amazing daughter, a wonderful mentor, a fabulous sister, a friend to so many, and she also is our mother eagle, ready to push us out the net as God gives her glory and the grace to do so. So I'm going to get out of the way and introduce to some and present to other none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Thank you for that sweet introduction. We're going to be praying for your voice, that you get some rest and feel better. We appreciate you pressing to come on and host today. Love and appreciate you so much, our dear Minister Kai Brown from Norcross, Georgia. And then the first voice we heard, and I so appreciate our prayer general, our Mississippi Queen. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell, as she greeted us with that spirit of hospitality and seated us in our telecommunications sanctuary on this magnificent Monday. We appreciate you. I tell you, God is so good to have people who want to come on and serve and be a part of what God is doing on the Master's Call. And a warm Christmas season's greetings to each and every one of you who've called in today. Thank God for each and every one of you. So appreciate you. The call wouldn't be the call if we didn't have people like you who come on, who call in to get a rhema word from the Master each and every weekday. Before I get started, I have to stop and say a humongous big thank you to each and every one of you who reached out to me. I had a phenomenal birthday on Friday, the big 6-0, feeling good. I tell you what, 60s are the new 50s or whatever, but I just felt good, had a great weekend. So much love of calls, texts, emails, and just everybody taking me out, doing for me. Loved on so much yesterday at church. My pastor from the pulpit had the nerve to tell everybody, making fun of me, she's 60, but let us remind her she's still not grown. I said, all righty, buddy. So we had a great time, and I'm just thanking you all. It's so good to still appreciate it while you can embrace it and enjoy it. So if I didn't get to you individually, I tried to thank people on Facebook. My God, I had so many shout-outs and heard from folks from the Spelma days, from the days even in Omaha when I was an engineer with Equitable, and just every season from Oakland. I just all over the islands and Africa when I've been over there to minister, got some shout-outs from there. So I am so humbled and honored and grateful. So I definitely want to just say a big thank you from my heart. When we started a couple of times we've been together, we've been on the topic of we must ask, seek, and knock. You know, Matthew 7:7 in our Bible in the red. And the title of that message again is we must ask, seek, and knock to receive the blessings of God. And we've been really trying to dig in and get a clear scriptural understanding of what it means to ask, then to seek and to knock, to receive the blessings of God. And we, in times past, we just for a quick overview, as we headed to seek today, we talked about the A with the attributes first of asking. And one of the main key attributes we talked about earlier was the attitude of asking, always coming in God's presence with an attitude of gratitude. And we use the text scripture, Philippians 4, when Paul wrote the letter to the church at Philippi, and those verses 6 through 8, I think it was. And we talked about choosing to be positive. Then I talked about, when we're talking about asking, anticipate with your A, anticipate the adversaries, anticipate the adversaries. There will always be holy haters is what I try to call them. And because people love you, but some people are a little tipped by your success, by God's favor, by strategic opportunities. And I wonder why, because the God we serve has an abundance that's enough for everybody. But anticipate the adversaries. Anticipate the devil being the devil. And anticipate that God always has, we talked about the answer, so that we win. And when we deal with the adversaries, again, keeping that right attitude. Then we talked about, with that right attitude, I gave you the Holy Ghost AAA card, that God is able, and we have the ability, because the Paraclete is inside of us, through the Holy Spirit, to achieve. So you're able, you have the ability, to, and you will achieve. When we keep that attitude right, quitters don't win, and winners don't quit, and we talk from Ephesians 3, that 20th verse, and 1 Peter 4, the 11th verse. Again, with the right attitude, that other A was, will achieve those goals. Again, we're talking about ask, seek, and knock. And then last week, we went a little further. We talked about how do we confront some of those adversaries. And I talked very clearly about we have the authority of the believer, Matthew 18, the 19th and 20th verse, by locking in agreement. Whenever anybody calls me or texts me, whatever, and asks me to pray with them, I've been taught a long time ago, and I understand the very awesome power of agreement. And I always say, okay, we're going to lock in agreement, because the word promises that when we're on the same page, now the 40-60, you're 100 believing, I'm 100 believing. And when we stay in agreement with the authority of the believer, God will work it out. And that's why I tell married couples, come on now, you get on the same page. You're unstoppable in the spirit realm to manifest the desires that you want in the natural. And so we talked about the agape love of God that has to be a part of our desires. We talked about these A's in asking with your authority. And then you have to apply the truth. I mentioned before, many of us say it sincerely, but say it incorrectly. Knowledge is power. No, it's not, because you can have a book that if you don't open it up and read it, that book is full of knowledge. Let's try the Bible. Many of us have a Bible in our possession, but if we don't read it, if we don't apply it, so that correct saying should be applied knowledge is power. And we talked about administrating what you have, being active, participating, as our dear brother Joseph Washington would say, participate in your own deliverance. Don't be a spectator, be a participator. And with that authority, we talked last time about it has inherited it, the anointing that destroys the yoke. We went to Luke 4 and 18 through 19th verse. When you understand who you are and utmost whose you are, oh, come on. We know that greater than 1 John 4:4. See, I want to give you words. So if you wrestle with the word, make sure the word wins. The greater is he that's inside of you than he that's in the world. And I ended it up reminding you of that great hymn of blessed assurance, that last A, that we have an assurance from God. We have an assurance to know that when we ask, and we ask believing, when we ask with the right attitude, when we ask understanding our authority, the God we serve will work it out. He'll work it out through any adversity, God's able. We have the ability. Keep your eyes on the prize and you will achieve. All right. I think we're all up to the same place. Today, let's look at the word seek. You know, ask is A-S-K, ask, seek, or not. So we look at the word seek, or what does that mean? What does that mean, Dr. V? Well, according to the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary. So we'll start at the same place. Seek is to try to locate or discover. I love the word seek because there's action, there's proactive behavior. Another definition of seek was to endeavor to obtain or reach, to go to or towards. So when we seek, there's some action in our seeking. Psalms 105, the fourth verse, and that 105th division of Psalms in the fourth verse, it says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. All you ought to always want to be in the presence of the Lord. We ought to always want a download of his anointing, presence, wisdom, and favor in our lives. Amos 5, that sixth verse says, seek the Lord and live. Oh, and the one that I love is Jeremiah 29:13, the 13th verse in the 29th chapter of Jeremiah says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Oh, I think many of us know that Matthew 6:33 that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and don't leave it out, and his righteousness. That's that disclaimer. Then when you seek God and his righteousness, all the other things will be added unto you. So when we seek God, let's talk about that a little bit more when we're asking. See, when we seek God, we have to first see, S-E-E, we have to first see the vision. We have to first have the eyes of faith to see where God is taking us as we're seeking him. And then what comes to our mind? That's 2 Corinthians 5:7. Let me give you a scripture to let you know you got a firm foundation to walk on. It says we walk by faith, not by sight. So when God gives us a vision and tells us what to seek, what to press, what to go toward, we've got to see the vision, believe it, know we have the authority of God inside of us to achieve it. And so I love, as an eagle, that God's given me that way back when I started my ministry back in 1994, to soar. See, when you see it, then you're going to spread your wings and be ready to soar toward what he tells you to do. And when you soar like the eagle, we go rise above all the clouds, all the storms, all the adversity, all the holy haters. When you see it, see, Psalms 121 tells you to keep your eyes on the hills to which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. When you have vision, when you see with eyes of faith, that allows you to dream, that allows you to believe, that allows you to keep the hope of God eternal in your heart. When you choose to see, all, beloved, you will begin to soar. And when you soar, you shall succeed in Jesus' name. So we're going to first decide when we're seeking, we're going to see it like God sees it. We're going to see it with eyes of faith. Oh, we have some great biblical examples. Mary couldn't see herself having a child because she never seen herself ever being with a man. But when Gabriel gave her a mandate of how to see the vision, it was, all right, Lord, be it unto me. See, when we decide to say that yes to the Lord, we'll see ourselves as he sees us, not what folks tell us. And we got to see ourselves as big as the vision tells us to. What do you mean, Dr. V? See, some of us have been happy being a big fish in a small pond. And God wants you to see yourself in the ocean. God wants you to see yourself doing bigger, greater, mighty things. Because then you will see the power of God working in you and through you on a whole different level when you begin first to see the vision. When we're seeking, when we decide to get out of park and move. We got to see with eyes of faith where God wants to take us. And then we've got to have, when we're ready to go, when we moved out of park and said, God, I'm ready to go. I'm there like Isaiah. Wherever you send me, I'm going to go. All right, then that next S is you got to have a heart to serve. See, each and every one of us on this call, we are leaders in our circle of influence. If it's nothing but as a parent, I mean, if you all have a team, we have people we're mentoring, but you need to be a servant leader. When you first decide to see with eyes of faith, God, I'm ready to go, then we need to have a heart to serve. John 12, that 26th verse in the 12th chapter of John says, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. See, choose daily to serve first God. And how do we serve God? By serving others. You have to have a heart to want to help, to have a heart to want to help people become the best they can be. I am so humble that God put that in me from a very, very small child, and I know where I got it from, because the Lord knows my dad was always pushing us to be the best we can be by serving and helping others. And I've often, my brothers and I talk about it all the time. I don't know how they both did it, but we never felt stressed or we never felt pressure and about to, you know, freak out. But there was some expectations to serve and to serve with the best of your abilities, and nothing else would do. We better not come in this house with a C when we knew we had the capability to get an A. We better not sit and see an injustice and not choose to be Jesus' hands and serve to do better. It was modeled in this home, but it was also drilled into our understanding that that was the Jesus way, to serve, to be a servant leader. Jesus said, whoever is the greatest of these will be the least of these. Jesus came to serve. In your heart, when you're seeking God, seek to be a servant leader. Serve by planting seeds of service. Serve by planting seeds of sacrifice, not seeds of selfishness or strife from which promotes sin, but again, planting seeds of service and seeds of sacrifice. Again, when we're seeking, I want you to see yourself like the eagles that you are, with eyes of faith. And you and I must see ourselves soar like the eagles, like the great matriarchs of the Bible. Esther, she changed the legacy, the lineage, the future of her family and her people by seeing herself as God sees her. What if Joseph, when God gave him that vision in Genesis, that 37th chapter to the end of the book, and that 50th chapter, he had to keep seeing that vision from the pit, from Holy Haters' family members, until the Potiphar's house, when lust tried to make him lose what God had shown him, what he had seen, then he ended up in the prison, then the favor of God, where he kept seeing that there had to be a better day. Yes, there'll be setbacks. Yes, things may come to slow you down, because the devil will hurl fiery darts at you. But when you put up that shield of faith, when you get dressed in your armor of God every day, you'll keep seeing yourself as God sees you. And you'll know that the mandate, the mission, is to open our mouths and be his servant leader through his hands extended. And then we know when Joseph was in the right place at the right time, even though the butler and the baker had what I call selective amnesia, it was a setup by the Holy Ghost where Joseph, at God's appointed time, in his last season, he was brought up and then ended up, what, second in charge as prime minister in the land for a serving purpose through a time of famine to save and deliver his people. But when you serve, know that God will give you his success. And then another S in that is the eagles represent strength. Come on, Eagles. You and I have strength and endurance through the storms. We move as an eagle does with speed and precision in comparison to others when we have the eyes of faith, when we know whose we are, seeing light. Yeah, let the struggle make you stronger. Let the struggle make you stand taller and straighter. Let the struggle make you settle it that you will succeed. No fear, just faith and instinct that brings about victory through the process. Throughout every storm, let the struggle make you soar even higher. So during this season of sacrifice and service, even as we're celebrating Jesus' birthday, stand on God's word and his promises when we're seeking. What does stand mean? Stay tall, anchored, never deviating. Or we're going to continue some more on how we're going to stand strong next time we're together. But again, we must ask, seek, and knock to receive the blessings of God. Come on, Eagles, stand and soar as you serve. In Jesus' name, back to you, Minister Kyle.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for another on time and straight to the point word. I will be calling you back for our benediction. First, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you simply because you are God all by yourself. We thank you for the amazing woman of God who just brought forth the message, seek, ask, knock, ask, seek, knock, oh Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to give her the desires of her heart. Father God, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask that you do the exceeding and the abundant, more than she could ask or hope, according to the power that worketh in her. Father God, we ask you right now to continue to be with our dear sister, Minister Ada, oh Heavenly Father, as she continues to walk out her health challenges, oh Lord, continue to give her the strength, the power, the wisdom, and the knowledge to seek you first through this situation, oh Lord, so that when she comes out, her testimony may continue to just bless others, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask that you continue to be with Benita, oh Lord. Father, as she's going through this first Christmas without her mother, oh Heavenly Father, we ask that you just be her peace, which passes all understanding, oh Heavenly Father. Keep her granddaughter, oh Lord, and just continue to give her the ability to walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life, oh God. Lord, we continue to ask you to keep a hedge of protection around Artist's life, oh Lord. Father, as we continue to walk out the Jeremiah 29:11 plan for Artist's life, we ask that you guide the footsteps of the founders, guide the footsteps of leadership. Lord, just be a hedge of protection around us. We ask these and all things in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we say amen, amen, and amen. So immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you want to hear today's message again today, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. Again, the Artist Life Extravaganza is March 9th through the 11th, and you can get more information from your back office, and it will be at the Sheraton Gateway, Los Angeles, California. Again, we are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us this morning, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. I will now turn the call back over to our messenger, Dr. Vanessa. Please come and give us our benediction.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. We are inviting again all of you all to join us at the new morning motivational call. This is Inspirational Monday, and Minister Cynthia Cox will be bringing the word today. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that you told us to come boldly into the throne room and ask for what we need, the desires of our heart. And we just thank you as we're learning the strategies, we're learning how to flow, how to cooperate, how to serve. We thank you that we know you're a God who hears and answers prayer. So as we leave this call, but never, ever leave your presence, Order our steps today, Father. Set us up to be your mouthpiece with your message that you alone, Jesus, are Lord. Now we thank you for what you're doing in us and through us for your glory and our good. And we'll give you through this journey all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out, be blessed, ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.